Welcome to Kosher Tidbits. This edition is entitled, The Whole Grain Kosher Story. Americans today are looking for alternatives. This trend has manifested itself in many different areas, but is perhaps the most pronounced in the health sector. How often do we hear about alternative medicine? As a result, more and more Americans are electing to have a homeopath, chiropractor or kinesiologist to be the primary care physician in place of the more conventional medical doctor. In a word, Americans are looking to lead a more natural lifestyle. After all, what can be better than what nature itself has to offer? This natural lifestyle trend has in no small measure impacted too upon the food industry. In order to accommodate the growing population of vegetarians and macrobiotics, food manufacturers have reformulated many recipes by substituting natural and organic ingredients over their artificial and non-organic counterparts. Just in the past 3 years alone, my office, which processes thousands of new product applications for kosher approval, has noticed in the batch formulae of these requests more wholesome ingredients. My encounters with the unbleached flour instead of bleached, the cane juice in lieu of the high fructose corn syrup, and the expeller pressed oil as opposed to the chemically extracted oil are not as few and far in between as they once were. Substituting healthier ingredients in formulae is just one approach food manufacturers have taken to satisfy the natural yearning of their customers. There is, however, a second approach that has grown in popularity and enjoys too much success. Through the aid of intense research and development, food manufacturers are either devising new and innovative natural foods or are resuscitating and embellishing outdated ones. One such natural product that has hit supermarket shelves by storm, much to the delight of the consumer, is the granola. Towards the end of the 19th century, granola was a trademark name that represented foods made up of crumbled or baked whole grain products. Some whole grain products are whole wheat flour, oatmeal, popcorn, brown rice, and whole wheat bread. There are many health benefits of whole grain over refined grain, but most significantly is the almost 4 times as much dietary fiber content. Studies have shown that foods with higher dietary fiber reduce the chances of many diseases, including coronary heart disease, diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Aside from the health benefits, granola has demonstrated great versatility and is quite delicious in an array of food categories. Just add to the whole grains some nuts, honey, and dried fruit, and it is an ideal breakfast food that can be used in combination with cereal or yogurt. Loose in a bag, it is a sort of high-energy trail mix snack. For a mouth-watering treat, it can be used as a topping for desserts. Bake these ingredients together, and the result is an euphoric bar with half the calories of a candy bar. And how about trying a scrumptious and delectable granola cookie? Regardless if it is enjoyed as a breakfast cereal, snack, energy bar, or cookie, granola is a quintessential natural experience. Notwithstanding the basic natural components, granola products are not precluded from adhering to strict guidelines in order to become kosher certified. In other words, just because a food is made up of all natural ingredients, that doesn't mean it is kosher. In fact, there are many natural ingredients used in typical granola products that may not be kosher. Some of these include, but are not limited to, oils, roasted nuts and seeds, powdered honey and molasses, oil-treated dried fruit and nuts, natural flavors and colors. Another area that needs to be monitored for kosher, especially as it relates to whole grains, is the matter of infestation. Due to the purity of the product, whole grains have a tendency to become rancid faster than refined grain. Although companies are quite careful to maintain proper storage for the whole grain ingredients to avoid rancidity, occasionally it has been found that the whole wheat flour or rolled oats, for example, have been subject to infestation. Aside from the ingredients themselves, there are production issues that must be addressed before kosher certification is granted for the various granola products. Most notably, in the case of the granola bars and cookies, but at times too for the granola cereals and snacks, there are wet ingredients that are cooked in a kettle, creating a slurry that will subsequently be blended with the dry granola ingredients. Care must be taken to ensure that the kettles are used to cook only kosher-approved ingredients in order to avoid the need for any koshering. This would be the case also for any balance tanks, mixers, and troughs that hold the hot slurry concoction along with all other lines and pumps it comes in contact with. In addition, for parve granola products, this same equipment would not be able to introduce dairy ingredients such as milk and whey powder that are often used in dairy granola bars and cookies. There are also varying kosher processing concerns that may arise for the dry whole grain ingredients in granola bars. These concerns depend upon the type of granola bar in question, or whether it is a crunchy granola bar or a chewy granola bar. In the case of the traditional crunchy granola bar, the dry whole grains, nuts, dried fruit, and honey are baked in an oven in order to give it a crunchy texture. After this, the now crunchy dry whole grain ingredients are combined with the hot slurry. For these crunchy granola bars, whatever processing concerns there were for the wet granola ingredients will equally hold true for the oven-baked dry granola ingredients. Chiefly, all relevant equipment just such as mixer, depositor, sheeter, laminator, conveyors, oven and its bands, sheet pans, and racks must be used exclusively for kosher-approved ingredients to offset any koshering requirements. However, in the case of the chewy granola bar, since quite often the whole grain ingredients are not baked at all, in order to maintain a more chewy consistency, there would not be any related concerns with oven equipment. Still, for those chewy granola bars where the dry whole grain ingredients are only partially baked, proper controls need to be implemented for the oven line, as with the crunchy granola bar. While it may be so that the term granola was trademarked at the end of the 19th century, baked whole grain products can be traced as far back as the first man to ever inhabit this world. There is a fascinating source in Toras Chaim on Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis that describes the diet of Adam HaRishon, Adam, from Sefer Bereishis, or the Book of Genesis. In addition to fruits and vegetables, it is recorded that Adam HaRishon ate bread. The question that beckons itself is, where would Adam HaRishon obtain the fine knowledge and skill that is needed in order to make bread? What is even more astounding is that the same Toras Chaim states that before Adam HaRishon sinned by eating from the fruit of the Eitz HaDa'as, or tree of knowledge, loaves of bread actually grew forth from the earth. It was only as a consequence of the sin, when Adam HaRishon lost this privilege and was forced to fend for himself, that he needed to learn how to bake bread from scratch. Ever since, humanity has never before delighted in a more natural and pure granola product than those loaves of bread that Adam HaRishon ate before he sinned. A most interesting question regarding the whole grain breads that Adam HaRishon ate is, what bracha or benediction did Adam HaRishon recite for these most natural of breads that grew from the earth miraculously? Although this may not seem to be relevant today, nevertheless, as Rashi comments in the Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, V'dorush v'kabel sicharhu, shetzrichim la'amod al ho'emes, afal pi shekvar ovar. There is no such thing as a futile discussion when it comes to ascertaining the truth in the Torah, even for something that appears to be totally irrelevant for today's day and age. On the contrary, these discussions have great merit, and there is plenty of reward for them. Furthermore, as we shall soon see, the whole grain breads that Adam HaRishon ate are very relevant even for the here and now. There is a commentary of the B'nai Yisachar that asks a similar question in regard to the man or manna that the Jews ate in the wilderness. What was the actual bracha recited for the manna? In answering this question, the B'nai Yisachar brings two thoughts. One thought reasons that since the recitation of a benediction is in order not to benefit from this world without first asking permission, this only applies for foods emanating from this world and not for food that transcends this world, as was in the case of the man. Therefore, no benediction was needed for the man. A second thought reasons that since the man came from heaven, the proper benediction was Hamotzi Lechem Min Hashomayim. Bless thou our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the heaven. In the case of the whole grain breads that Adam HaRishon ate, these breads actually sprouted forth from the earth. In addition, the Medrash states that the time will come when the whole grain bread will once again grow from the earth, which makes this a highly relevant and contemporary matter. Based on this and the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, the commentary Aruch HaShulchan says in Orach Hayim, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, that the proper benediction is Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, which includes the future tense, who will bring forth bread from the earth. So although now we can enjoy such wonderful whole grain products as a granola bar by reciting the benediction Bore Minei Mizonos, we look forward for the day to enjoy and recite the benediction Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz for the natural and whole grain bread that will grow forth from the earth as was in the days of Adam HaRishon 5,768 years ago. When that happens, rest assured, the OU plans on being there to ensure the best in kosher natural products. May this happen very soon in our time. Amen, v'chein yehi ratzon. And that, Morai v'rabosai, dear distinguished listeners, is the whole grain kosher story. Thank you for listening.